You can bring up anything you want. So all you have to do, dial in toll-free, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Tonight, it's Ian here.
Allie.
And Mark.
And we invite you over to our website at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features there for free. Unlike those other talk show hosts, we will not charge you for our website. You can just go and enjoy over at freetalklive.com and actually control the content of the site. You can vote up or down on various different items that other listeners, like yourself, have submitted. And the most voted up will make it to the front page in the top of the website at freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones to the fun. Your thoughts about what you want. Bob, listening in Indy to WXNT. Hey, Bob. Bob in Indy. Going once.
Hey, my first thing is... We have a Super Bowl this year.
Yeah, I heard that it was going to be at Indy, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. But you know what? I was coming through downtown, and there's, like, helicopters. And I don't know if they're police helicopters, but there's, like, normally there's no helicopters.
That's kind of spooky. Now, when is the Super Bowl? Is it this weekend or next weekend?
It's the 5th, I believe.
Yeah.
Okay, so next weekend. Got it.
Yeah. But they're, like, making a big deal, whatever. And, you know, the whole city's, like, in shambles. I mean, I ride the bus everywhere I go, and it's totally decked up, you know, so.
The city's in what, did you say?
Yeah, the inner city's really jacked up. In shambles.
Shambles, okay.
In traffic, you know, because everything's all jacked up and whatever.
So you feel as though people are already there a week out in advance? More than a weekend?
Well, it's either it's that or, like, the people from Indianapolis are, like, going nuts for it.
Excited or worried or what?
Well, I think the law enforcement agencies are probably...
I'm kind of worried about, you know, all the... Are they spying or, you know, because we have, like, little TVs everywhere.
No, they're probably... Yeah, there's probably a certain level of closed-circuit television, you know, monitoring going on. I wouldn't doubt that at all.
Is this the first time this has ever happened in Indy, the Super Bowl?
Oh, yeah, this is our first Super Bowl.
Gotcha.
Super Bowl's normally in southern cities.
Actually, we're a Midwestern city.
Right, I'm saying the Super Bowl's normally in southern cities. Right.
Oh, yeah.
You're saying it's unusual.
Someone might say to themselves, do I want to go to Indianapolis in early February for the Super Bowl? Whereas, you know, most people will say, Tampa, early February? I'm there.
Well,
it's been unfair, the distribution of cities up to this time.
From what I understand, the people like it because everything's inside instead of outside.
Sure.
Even though we're like a cold winter city, everything's inside, everything's cool, and everybody's like, yeah, we'll go party and whatever.
So the football stadium in question is an indoor stadium?
Yes, it is.
Gotcha.
Actually, it's retractable.
Uh-huh. Now, is it one of those taxpayer stadiums?
All are.
I hate to say it, yeah.
Yeah. There has to be one that's not, Mark. There has to be one.
There's not. There has to be. There may very well be a stadium that is, 60 years old that is not, a taxpayer stadium. But the problem
the
is, at this point, if you are the Oakland Raiders who want very badly to get out of Oakland, and there are certainly cities vying for your attention, you're going to go where the offer is the best. And one of the first things they're going to start with is, we'll build you a free stadium.
Basically, like corporate welfare.
That's exactly.
Exactly what it is.
Bob, any other thoughts you want to share tonight?
Yeah, there's two things. That kind of freaks me out, like with the city taking care of stuff, because the NFL takes over everything that happens while the Super Bowl happens. All the city gets is, like, you know, if you come to eat at the restaurants and whatever.
And yeah, it's probably going to be a lot of that.
It's not going to be a good week to go out to eat, that's for sure. Bob, thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Yeah, stay out of the bars and the restaurants if you live in Indy, because I imagine, at least certainly in the downtown, wherever it is that the stadium is, not going to be too quick seating, I would imagine.
Yeah, I would think that a lot of the businesses really do appreciate the Super Bowl and what goes on in it, but it can be tough for other folks, too.
You can profit off of stuff, of football games and everything, like open up your you can open up your basically your property for parking and charge like $30 a car or something like that.
Depending on the zoning regulations where you live. I mean, not to say that I know what any of those things are, and most people don't. They usually just do whatever they – and it's always a good idea, I think, to do things ask forgiveness rather than permission, so to speak. But
I would in that circumstance, yeah.
But yeah, I mean, if you're making enough money, then it won't matter what the fine is, right? Like if you are charging $30 per car and you can fit X number of cars in, you know, the fine's only going to be $200. Then you'll probably end up on top.
Might be different in Indy, but all I know is in Auburn, Alabama, when we'd have a football game every week, people would just open up their yard and there'd be. It'd be like you'd expect in Alabama.
A big tailgate party, right?
A bunch of people like parking in a yard, like on the grass, and you know, people would just make money off of this stuff.
That's
but
great.
You can't go anywhere, so that's the drawback.
What do you mean you can't go anywhere?
Because it's packed.
I
you know,
see.
There's
anywhere
cars
downtown.
Everywhere.
You mean
anywhere in town? If you live in town, it's pretty much too much of a hassle to leave your house.
Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line.
I imagine every city has something like that that goes on. Here in Keene, they have Pumpkin Fest, which is a delightful little parade thing that goes on. And when the folks roll in, you just can't find parking, can't do anything.
Right, thousands upon thousands of people coming into a town that hosts normally 23,000 people that live here, and then doubling or tripling or quadrupling the population. So, again, you can share whatever you want here. In other news, there's a story out of Los Angeles where the revamped school lunches at Los Angeles Unified School District have won awards, commending them for improving the menu at the second largest school district in the nation. Too bad the students don't agree. Rejecting healthful alternatives like vegetarian curries and tamales, quinoa salads and pad thai noodles, students are throwing them in the trash by the thousands.
Oh, God.
And bringing junk food from home and buying instant noodles and other decidedly unhealthy fare from the black markets that have begun to thrive at campuses across the district, according to the LA Times. The wholesale rejection to its healthy menu comes about a year after a very public food fight with TV chef Jamie Oliver. Oliver filmed a few weeks of his ABC series Jamie Oliver's Food Revolution at one LAUSD campus, but the permit was terminated abruptly. The first season featured Oliver trying to revolutionize the eating habits and food policies of Huntington, West Virginia. The district said they welcomed Oliver, but not his cameras, in an effort to avoid gimmicks like filling a school bus with 57 tons of white sand to represent the amount of sugar that LAUSD students consume weekly in flavored milk. The kerfuffle led to LAUSD's decision to change the menu in favor of healthier options. The district decided to do away with chocolate and strawberry flavored milk. Now the Times reports cartons of plain milk are being thrown away en masse, unopened, along with uneaten entrees. Participation in the school lunch program has dropped by thousands of students who are ditching their school lunch and are suffering from hunger-related ailments. This sounds unbelievable. They're eating?
I believe it. I will totally believe it. I mean, if you change the types of foods dramatically that people are going to have, it has to be small changes. I'm sorry. People are that way about their food.
I mean, the way the school system, it's very routine. Some kids like their routine. We had Chicken Finger Fridays at our school, and there would have been a riot every week. Mm. And if they tried to take that away, there probably would have been a riot.
Did you guys have the French fries, too?
Yeah.
They had French fries every single day at my high school. Yeah. It was crazy. Like, people were addicted to these things.
They would try to be sneaky at our school. Like, we'd have hamburgers one day, and then they would try to use the hamburger meat for something else, but you could tell it was from the day before, and it was always sketchy and weird.
No. The complaints have been heard, and LAUSD is planning changes to the menu, says the Times. Burgers and healthy pizza are coming back, they say, and dishes like quinoa salads and brown rice cutlets are out. L.A. Unified
brown
serves...
Brown rice cutlets. Oh, you're killing me.
L.A. Unified serves 650,000 meals per day. School district serves over 500,000 meals per day. 855-453. I'm more interested in hearing about the black market of junk food available at these schools. I remember when I was in middle school, they had banned tear jerkers from the campus, and people were selling tear jerkers left and right. It was awesome. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Do you have paternity questions? In the past, paternity tests were usually expensive and results took weeks. Now, Identigene offers a DNA paternity test that is easy, affordable, and confidential. Identigene is fully accredited and is the only DNA paternity test kit trusted by America's Pharmacy. The Identigene kit is easy to use and contains everything you need. Answers are available in 2 days. For more information, go to Identigene.com. Look for Identigene at the drugstore. Identigene, test assured.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold, or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you. Hi, folks. Jason Lewis here. Did you know USA Today reports that nearly 20% of parents plan to take a second job to pay bills and support their families? Well, bravo. I applaud responsibility. But I have a far better idea, a way for you to stay home and earn that second income to pay bills or get ahead financially. I recommend starting your own internet-based home business through IncomeAtHome.com. They can help you start earning money fast. No selling soap, no cold calling, and no pressure. No matter your age, education, or experience, you can do this in the comfort of your home. They provide the coaching and they bring potential customers to your home computer. You can literally earn money from your kitchen table. And you know, I recommend IncomeAtHome.com to all of my listeners. So visit IncomeAtHome.com and check out the $1,000 giveaway. That's IncomeAtHome.com. Don't forget to tell them Jason Lewis sent you. That's IncomeAtHome.com, IncomeAtHome.com, IncomeAtHome.com.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day with all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Dial in and bring up anything you want at 855-450-FREE, especially if you participated in a junk food black market at the high school or school that you went to. And that's what they're experiencing out in Los Angeles right now, where the school district has changed up the menus. They've tried to make things healthier, and the market has spoken. We'll get to more details. I found another piece here with more details about the black market activities that are going on at the school, inside these schools in the Los Angeles Unified School District. We'll continue in moments.
When I was in high school, they actually had smoking rooms or areas.
For the teachers?
For the kids.
Really?
Yeah. This is how long it's been. And it was,
wow.
They were definitely going out of style at that point. I was mm-hmm. on the very, very edge of it. But, you know, you're never going to see anything like that again. You can't smoke. If you tried to smoke a cigarette while walking by a high school, they'd probably throw you in cuffs and drag you off to the jail.
But what if you had a vaporizer?
That's right. Vaporsmiths.com makes an e-cigarette. It's a vaporizer that you can use just about anywhere. I would not suggest that you'd be able to use
smart,
it in high school.
Mark, I have never even thought about this. This is perfect for a high school student who might have gotten hooked on cigarettes. A lot of people start when they're very young.
Sure.
And they, you know, they pick it's cool because it's cool to smoke, right? And then they get hooked on it.
I wonder if anybody still thinks that.
How else did they start? Why else would you start unless you thought it was cool to smoke? Because, I mean, there's certainly all the news around that it's going to kill you. So if you've started the habit as a high schooler of cigarettes, mm-hmm. this is a much safer way to deliver nicotine. And if you go in the school bathroom and use a vaporizer, nobody's going to know about it.
It's true.
That's true.
Yeah.
I'm not recommending this behavior necessarily. However, I would say that chances are much less. What I hated about smoking in the bathroom was coming in and being, you know, in a bathroom that smelled like frickin' cigarette smoke. It was disgusting. And
now I know what I would be doing if I were 18 or 17 today and I knew about the ideas of liberty and I knew about vaporizers. I would totally just, like, sit in the back of the class and puff on a vaporizer until someone said something to me about it.
Well, they could still get you. I mean, you can't sell. You're not supposed to be selling it to anyone who's under.
I'm not saying I would sell it necessarily. No. Just talking about just using a vaporizer in class just to see what happened. That's
they
the kind of thing I would
confiscate
do
it and then give you detention.
Yeah,
no, probably.
But
it's not smoking.
There is no rule.
Right.
Just
where's
so
the
what?
Rule?
We gave you a verbal order, son.
Yeah.
That's
they'd,
the rule.
They'd make a new rule up, but
they don't need to make a new rule. They can order you to put it away. You choose not to put it away. You've disobeyed a verbal order.
Right.
They have all they need. That's just how it works. That's how it works in school. That's how it works in life.
Well, anyway, anyone can afford one of these vaporizers.
Indeed. You can get one of these, the best-made vaporizers on the market today. You get two with a charger for free by ordering 40 cartomizers from vaporsmiths.com. You get the 40 cartomizers, and you'll get free shipping on the order. So you get an e-cigarette or two e-cigarettes, a charger, free shipping. And you purchase 40 cartomizers from vaporsmiths.com. You can call 855-2-GET-VAPOR. You need coupon code FTL. That's pretty much coupon code on everything. FTL. And it's vaporsmiths.com, 855-2-GET-VAPOR.
So, Mark, why did you start smoking cigarettes?
I probably did it for the cool reason.
Allie?
It was more like my friends were doing it, and I would do it around them. And then
so to be
it's
cool then,
addictive.
Right?
Addictive. It was more of like a curiosity thing. It was more like I was experimenting with different stuff, and cigarettes were something that my parents smoked when I was younger.
But if your friends hadn't been smoking them, would you have been so curious?
Yeah, probably. Just because my parents smoked, and I didn't understand the allure, because to me it just smelled really bad. But I realized after sort of seeing them, I was like, so it's something you do when you're stressed out. Okay. And then, of course, it kind
little
of
do you know
it became
that it
sort of
with that
something
long,
that, yeah, once I got stressed out, I was like, well, now I have an excuse to smoke, and that's how it's come about.
So was it vaporsmiths.com and 85, what was the other
855 to get vapor.
To get vapor, perfect. 855-450-FREE is our number here. We've been talking about this news piece out of Los Angeles, and the first story I read was more of like an overview. I found another one, more detailed piece from the Los Angeles Times. The first story was from CBS, which is just notorious for vacant stories. Anyway, so here's what some details about what's happening at the L.A. Unified School District. Again, they serve over 500,000 meals per day. And it's lunchtime at Van Nuys High School, and students stream to the cafeteria to check out the day's fare. Black bean burgers, tostada salad, fresh pears, and other items on a new healthful menu introduced by the Los Angeles Unified School District. But Irades Renteria and Mayra Gutierrez don't even bother to line up. Irades says the school food previously made her throw up, and Mayra says she calls it nasty, rotty stuff. So what do they eat? The high school juniors pull three bags of Flamin' Hot Cheetos and soda from their backpacks.
Yeah. That's what's going to happen to some extent when, you know, I mean, it's great to offer healthy options. To force healthy options, you're just not going to make it happen. It's just not going to happen.
I know what they could do, Mark. They could search everyone as they come into school, search everyone's bags for junk food, and then they'll really show these kids what the...
That'll help.
4 months, by the way, they go on to tell some of the same things we already told you about this. For months before introducing the new fare, the district held community taste tests and collected 300,000 comments. 75% of which were positive. But one of the bureaucrats says the debut was a disaster. Participation plunged by more than 13%, he said, and about two-fifths of the loss was tied to 99 schools that temporarily resumed requiring lunch tickets. Typically, a drop-off is expected when this occurs. And in the last month or so, the program has begun to recover, but participation is still down by 5 or 6%. Students have, they say, embraced about half of the new fare, and salads and vegetarian tamales have been popular, but some students say they're still not eating, including those who liked the food at the taste tests. Get this, Andre Jactan, a 16-year-old sophomore at Esteban Torres High School, said the food was super good at the summer tasting, where parents were invited. At Unified's Central Kitchen, but on campus, he said, the chicken pozol was watery. The vegetable tamale was burned and hard, and noodles were soggy.
I see.
He says, it's nasty, nasty, said Andre, a member of Inner City Struggle, an East LA nonprofit working group to improve school lunch access and quality. He says, no matter how healthy it is, if it's not appetizing, people won't eat it.
God, you know, my wife got on this new diet where she... you know, it's like no beef, no meat at all. You know, very little butter. It's only like vegetation and beans.
No fun diet.
And she likes it. She's really into
it.
And she has served
like torture.
Me some of the things. And you know, the first one, it's like, you know, this portobello mushroom sandwich with black beans.
Portobello mushroom's good.
Yeah, and cilantro and you know whatever was on the inside of it. It was good, but. I don't want this weekly. You know, this is tasty in the try something new arena, but not tasty in the let's have this every week arena. So she's eating it all the time. No, thanks.
At Van Nuys High School, complaints about the food were so widespread that even the principal wrote to one of the head bureaucrats with the plea, please help, bring back better food. Among other complaints, the principal said salads dated October 7th were served on October 17th.
Oh, my.
On campus.
That has got to be awful.
Even adults, including a junior ROTC officer and an art teacher, have been found selling black market candy, chips, and instant noodles to hungry students. So some of the teachers are selling underground junk food. I love it. 855-453.
Are those locally sourced M&Ms?
1-855-450-3733. The black market you can always count on it to thrive in prohibition.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, 2 for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Airwaves toll free. It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want at 855-453. That number brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features, and we give them to you. The cam is one of them. You can watch, listen, and interact. The chat room is built into the same page over at cam.freetalklive.com. Like everything else on our website, it's free. Cam. freetalklive.com.
Do you not have enough time to read books anymore? Audiobooks are a great way to get in that reading that you want to do without carving time out of your day to sit down and read a book. Audible.com is a leading provider of premium digital spoken audio information and entertainment, whether it's the business, classics, fiction, erotica, history, science fiction, or whatever department it is that you're looking for inside of the bookstore, the online bookstore. They've got it. They've got more than 100,000 titles over there at audible.com from which to choose, and you can get any one of them free. Whether it's a novel, science fiction or nonfiction or whatever you want, all kinds of award winners, new releases, whatever, you can get it for free from audiblepodcast.com/FTL. They've got it for you. They've made it available. It's a gift from Free Talk Live on Audible. audiblepodcast.com/FTL.
All right, so we can continue talking about the black market here in a moment, but let's go to Ben listening in Huntsville to WBHP. Hello, Ben.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's on your mind tonight, Ben?
I just wanted to know what your opinion was of Roe versus Wade. I've never heard that topic come up on the show yet. I mean, whatever your opinion is, it's not going to hurt my feelings. And just wanted to know what other liberty-minded people thought of that issue. And I'm going to hang up now and let you talk about it.
Okay. You don't have to hang up, but you know, thanks for the call. Allie, you're the lady of the show here this evening. What are your thoughts?
Well, I thought I'd let you guys start because I want to reserve my...
Fair enough. You can go last then, Mark.
Roe versus Wade is a national case, and as far as I'm concerned, the federal government doesn't have a place making rules when it comes to situations like this. If you consider abortion to be murder, and many people do, I consider it to be the ending of a human life. I don't think that it reaches the level of murder, but if you consider it to be that, state governments are the ones that have, you know, murder charges, not federal governments. Some people would say that the federal government needs to protect abortion and a woman's right to choose at a federal level because states can't be trusted. And if by trusted you mean that some states would probably legalize abortion and some wouldn't, I would agree with you that some would and some wouldn't. But I don't think that that is a justification for stepping outside of the bounds of the Constitution. The Constitution is very clear that of what it is supposed to cover and what it is supposed to do, and the 9th and 10th Amendments make it very clear that power is not delegated to the United States by the Constitution nor prohibited by it to the states are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. That means that Roe versus Wade is not a... it's not a national issue. It's a state issue. Now, do I think that prohibition on abortion has worked? No. I don't think a prohibition on abortion has worked.
You'll get a black market anytime you prohibit anything.
I think that it is a, I think that using abortion as a form of a birth control is a reprehensible act and one that people should, really reconsider. But I think that many of the abortion activist type groups out there have not taken the right route, which is finding solutions for people, young women, in these situations, as opposed to trying to shame and show bits of dead baby and things like that. I think that that's disgusting.
Yeah, I could agree with that.
Okay. So I guess I'll comment here. I also share a similar view that, at least from the governmental perspective, the government doesn't belong involved in people's health decisions. It doesn't belong at all inside someone's body. And so whether we're talking about state or federal government, it's none of anybody's business what someone decides to do with their body. I understand the arguments about, it's a human being and this and that. But to me, that's something that is never going to be determined. There's always going to be a difficulty in getting people to agree on this. It's never going to happen that everyone's going to come to one uniform definition of when does the humanity enter into the fetus. Because it is a fetus. It is still connected to mother. It's still part of her in that way. And whenever there's something that's part of you, you should have the opportunity to eject a part of you that you don't like anymore.
I disagree with that.
That's fine, Mark. You can disagree with that. The gentleman asked for our comments
right.
on this issue. And I think that...
it's the foreseeable sex. A pregnancy is a foreseeable result of sex. And
true.
I don't think that people should be fielded... should be shielded from the results of their actions.
Oh, to make it sound like somebody shielded
right
by... Wait a minute. To make it sound like
abortion is not something that's just like easy for a lot of people
to do. Thank you, Allie. That's what's going to be what I was going to say. To make it sound like someone's shielded by having to make this decision to... like it's some easy choice to just go in and have an abortion. I think a lot of people take it pretty seriously. Maybe there's a handful of folks out there that don't, but I would love to hear what you think,
people, Allie. There are some women who do not take it seriously, but a lot of women do.
I don't want them to be moms if they don't take
right.
They,
that's
they don't
exactly
take abortion seriously.
They don't need
them
to be
mom.
You don't need to have an abortion not to be a mom, Buster.
You mean you could always let
there
it go?
There are people
to a
out there that would love that child.
Home?
Mm-hmm. So,
speaking as an adopted child that was adopted before Roe
versus
Wade.
But there are also kids out there waiting to be adopted. And if you add one more child to the whole mess of kids in this world, what good is that doing?
There aren't nearly as many infants available.
Good. Let's let some other kids get adopted.
And you think that that's changing? There are people waiting for 10 frickin' years to get infants. They're not adopting
older
kids. They
should stop waiting and being so picky.
Oh, yeah. They should do what you think they should do. You know what? People should be responsible
for
their own freaking actions.
You're saying women should do what you think they should do and not get abortions, right, Mark?
I think everybody should not kill other people. That
it's
is
not,
a blanket statement
they're
I'm making.
Oh, anyway, right. Allie, I'd like to hear what Allie has to say.
Okay, so basically I don't think the government is the proper tool for this type of thing, especially when you have like Planned Parenthood and there's controversy over it. They shouldn't be picking which side. If it's going to be an issue at any level, I guess I would rather it be a state issue than a federal issue. But generally I'm pro-choice, but after hearing I don't know, I'm going to sound like a Ron Paul bot, but after hearing him explain why he's pro-life, I kind of can understand, you know, if he's a doctor and he, you know, has lots of experience in this field and he thinks that, you know, it's out of line for in some cases, maybe it does depend on how far along the pregnancy is. But in general, I think it's sort of pretty much a woman's choice, because if someone murdered someone's baby, then they would look to the mom or the dad for retribution, like to give retribution to them. But if it's the mother's choice, then, you know, the baby's the victim, but what are you going to do?
Let the market decide. As you said, you know, there's a certain point. Each doctor might have a certain point at which they think that it's inappropriate to give someone an abortion. Obviously, the day before giving birth, bad time for an abortion. I doubt very many doctors would do it then. But a month in?
I don't know that that's necessarily true.
Really? You think you can find a bunch of doctors who are going to do abortions?
I do need a bunch of doctors. I need one doctor.
Right. Okay. So there's maybe some unscrupulous doctors out there that would be willing to do that, but they're not very frequently found
in
the marketplace.
What if the baby doesn't have the right hair color after it comes out? Can I find one to slit its throat? Is that okay?
No, I don't think that's okay at all.
Now that it's given birth, it makes a difference.
Ben, go ahead.
Oh, nothing. That sounds a bit extreme.
Yes, well, Mark has to go to the extreme to make any kind of points because he's unprincipled and a hack. Thank you, Ben, for the call.
What the hell are you talking about?
855-450-FREE.
What is the difference between the day before birth and the day after birth?
I didn't say that it was appropriate to do it the day before birth, did I? I said most doctors wouldn't do that. That was okay, did I? No, I didn't. So don't put words in my mouth.
Look, it's nonsense, man. You know it's
nonsense.
Human life. And that's the end of the story.
When does it become a human life?
The day that it's conceived.
Nonsense. That's nonsense.
If you're talking about it,
think. It can't speak.
You can't think incoherently. Should I be able to end your life? From my definition, I'm smarter than you, so should I be able to end my life? As the smartest man on the planet, I do hereby say the rest of you people are inferior and therefore worthy of death.
Wow.
That's all you're saying, you nut.
I don't have to say anything more about you, man. You just made all my points for
me. That's the point you're making.
855-450-FREE.
You're saying that you're smarter than it, so therefore it can
just
die.
Just talk yourself right into the corner there, Mark.
855-453. You're just wanting
That's
to impress girls out there. That's
AI
the only reason you have that opinion.
I'll support your abortions, ladies.
That's right.
Come hither.
There's plenty of women that don't like abortions, so I'm not impressing them. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Moments remain. Maybe enough time for your calls. You make it now to 855-453. And joining you here tonight, it's Ian.
Allie.
And Mark.
Allie, where can people go to find your Ladies in Keene podcast that we talked about earlier in the show tonight?
If you just go to ladiesinkeene.com, there's a Lick podcast page where you can just go and just download it.
Excellent. And you did your first episode last week. You're doing it on a weekly basis on Sundays.
Sundays, yep.
Live on LRN.FM at starting at 11 a.m. Eastern, right?
Exactly.
And then available later via podcast at ladiesinkeene.com. So if you want to get more Allie, that is the way to do it. So our number here again, 855-450-FREE. Somebody called to bring up the talk radio third rail of abortion, and Mark gets very, very upset when this topic comes up because he's trying to impress women with his viewpoint on
abortion.
I'm trying
to impress women.
That's what you accused me of before, yeah. And it's absolutely absurd because there's plenty of women that don't support abortion, and obviously I wouldn't be.
Most of them are 40 on up.
What?
You think that's true?
I do.
You think people...
So women who can't have babies anymore are the ones, or who are might have more difficulty having babies, are the ones that are against abortion, but the ones that could maybe have an abortion are for it for some reason.
I think that women who haven't had children in their lives probably don't have the value for them.
I think that, we were talking about whether a fetus is a human being or not.
And I think that that's an important aspect of this.
It's very important, and that's why I say that no one's ever going to come to an agreement on when the humanity happens.
I tend to agree with that
statement,
because
you said that it's as soon as conception happens, which seems pretty absurd to me. I think that the fetus that is closer to birth is much more human-like than the fetus that is not close to birth. And there's a certain spectrum in there, and everybody's going to have a different point at which 3 months, 6 months, whatever, however many months they think it is, that the thing becomes human.
So this pill you can take, the morning after pill, is that wrong? Is that murder?
Well, I mean, if you're asking me whether it's moral or not, I think it should be available for people because, I don't think that legislating against abortions has worked,
right.
But I do think it's wrong. Yes.
You accept the reality that it's not going to go away just by prohibiting it, so that's good. You don't want the government
involved. I think it is wrong to buy a gun and shoot a person who has done nothing to you, and I think it is wrong to take a pill that kills a person that
And the argument is whether or not it's a person. So I remember you actually came up with an example once that I thought was interesting of the house fire where you've got your son Jack, he's in the house, and and then in another room is a petri dish with a
day-old,
a week-old fetus in it, being sustained by some sort of artificial life thing.
Yep.
And the house is on fire, and you are only able to run into one room to save one living thing. Mm-hmm. Which living thing do you choose?
You know that I'm going to choose Jack.
So one person is more of a person than another person. Right?
I would agree that one person is more of a person than another. But that doesn't change my statement that I believe that I am more of a person than you are. So therefore, I should be able to kill you. That's the only
absurd
statement.
Okay.
What's absurd about it? What's different than the scenario that you've made? You have just dodged, my friend.
I didn't dodge anything.
A point that I was willing to concede that Jack is more of a person than the petri dish, and if I only get to choose one, I will choose Jack, and I'll answer your question. However, the point that you're
just acknowledging that is not it's not as much of a person in your mind.
I believe that the ideas of liberty are based on the ideas of personal responsibility.
Would you go in for the petri dish alone?
Well, if my life is in danger, or
if your precious life was in danger, would you go and try to save the petri dish?
I don't know whether I do. I'd have to look at the certain instance. But that's
you know
not
whether you're going after Jack, though.
That's not me. You're darn right. I would.
Right.
That's not me taking an act
you love
to
Jack,
kill something.
You love Jack, and you don't love the petri dish.
Nature. That is a true statement.
Okay.
The nature.
Thank you.
However, I have gone into cars covered in gasoline to pull somebody out. How many of those have you gone into, Mr.
I'm not
Tough
a volunteer fireman.
Right.
That's
you're
not my job.
Do something like
okay,
that
I wanted
either
to ask Ian a question because I'm not sure how I feel, I guess, completely. So, say there's a pregnant woman, and say it's your wife or something. This is all hypothetical. It's your wife. Mm-hmm. She's carrying your child. And and an accident, someone is responsible for the baby's death. Like, I don't know what happens, but there's some kind of accident. The baby dies. They're responsible. They injured your wife or something like that. And now the baby's dead. Do they owe you anything for that life?
You're talking about the fetus.
Right.
Right.
Like, besides just, obviously, they owe you for, like, the harm done to your wife. But what about the baby? Is there, like, is that a murder or is that, like, is that manslaughter or anything
like
that?
Well, again, I don't know where the line is as far as what becomes a human or how I would feel about, you know, if it was the day before birth, I think that's pretty darn close to being.
What if it's a week after conception?
Right. Well, let's use the week after conception. We have two women. I punch both of them in the gut. Okay. One of them is not pregnant. The other one has a week old fetus. Which one have I harmed more? Because I can tell you what that family thinks.
Yeah, I would say they're harmed equally.
You are nuts. You are out of your rabid ass mind.
You wouldn't even
I can't
know
believe
that
you even said that. You are a frothing,
you wouldn't
mouth-breathing
even know
moron.
Necessarily that she was pregnant.
You're
at
saying
a
that there is no value, no value. You've just said there's no value to a week old fetus. That value
weak
is assigned
Let's
by that
your
person.
Values, Mark. All right.
I can
so
set
the
your house,
house
on fire. It has no value to
so
me.
The burning
you
house,
disgusting
calm
individual.
Down. The burning house. Your dog, Honey, is in the house, mm-hmm. and the petri dish. Which do you save?
The dog could get out on its own.
No, it's trapped in there. You accidentally left the door closed.
So which do you
save?
I don't know what I would make what decision I would make in that instance. I really don't.
Okay.
I think maybe I'd choose the dog. I don't know. But you see, nature
just trying to check the value of the
kills,
fetus there, Mark.
There's value though. You'd said that there was no value, and that's where you fall off the bandwagon.
The woman got punched
reason
in the stomach. That's the crime.
Value subjective.
The okay crime is at
one. Value subjective.
Value is subjective, but he's stating it as though it's objective. He said that there is no difference in the crimes. That's an objective statement, not a subjective statement. It's an objective statement made by a person who has no value for your fetus, and so therefore gets on the radio and advocates the killing of it.
Advocate?
If the woman
that's
has been
says
harmed, I don't advocate people getting abortions. I think it's a very difficult choice that humans have to make at some point. Some humans make at some point in their lives. Some ladies, and it's not an easy thing for them to face.
I think all the men to get vasectomies.
I have one, and it's a fine choice. So let's go to you and
how
your thoughts.
How's that solve the problem?
Let's talk to, I believe we've got Doug listening in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live, Doug.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I just heard you guys talking about abortion. I figured I'd come to the defense of Mark a little bit. I felt kind of bad for him there being two
go
versus
for it.
One.
Don't feel bad.
But,
I don't know that Allie was necessarily two versus one, but go right ahead.
Yeah, Allie's on my side on this.
Well, I mean, regardless of, it was like you were saying, it's not like there's ever going to be a consensus one way or the other, and I think opinions will be divided, but mm-hmm. I think even the issue of abortion itself is just kind of sickening, and like, this kind of, I mean, that kind of technology could only be legitimized in a society where we don't value human life. I mean, thousands of years ago when we were hunters and gatherers and stuff, no one would ever abort their children. Like, that would be totally unthinkable, you know? Human life was valued. Every new baby was a worker or a, you know, a contribution to society, you know? No one would consider ending their own.
Well, it's true that humans, you know, babies can be considered liabilities today.
Lions will often go in and kill the cubs of other male lions when they get the opportunity. So there may be a situation where males would decide that the progeny of other males wouldn't be of value. I don't know that necessarily what you're saying necessarily is true.
Doug?
What do you mean?
I don't know that every society would value life in a hunter-gatherer situation. You know, it could be that you know, the local strongman would say that I only want my kids to live, and that this other guy's kids aren't of value.
Or what if you're having a child born into a famine or something like that? I mean, would you rather have that child starve to death or, you know, extinguish their life quickly in that particular case?
Which... I would try to run away or gather some food up. I don't know.
It's a famine,
but
there's no food to be gathered. It's a famine.
It's a tough scenario. There was a very sad thing.
They would probably starve anyway if the woman is starving, right?
This is true. Good point. How would the baby even come out in the first place? Thank you for the call, Doug. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. Crichton is on the line in Louisville. You're on Free Talk Live. Crichton.
How are you guys today?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Oh, talking about abortion. Of course, I had to call in.
Okay, good.
Actually, I was calling about the comment about adoption, about you guys saying that, arguing about whether or not infants are available to be adopted in the United States. I'm a foster father, and I can tell you honestly that that is not the case. There are not adoptable infants
right.
who were born in the United States.
That's because everybody's snatching them up, right?
Well, the few that exist are caught up pretty fast, but you also have the issue that the foster care system takes about 2 years to adopt a child.
Jeez.
So they make it really hard.
It's not adoptable.
Interesting. Okay. Well, thanks for the clue, man. I wish we had more time to talk about it, but we are out of it for tonight. 855-450-FREE. That's the number for tomorrow. You can join us online. In the meantime, we do this thing 7 nights per week, so we've got a live Saturday and live Sunday edition of this program. We'll see you then. And online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. It has been Ian here with you.
Allie.
And Mark.
See you tomorrow. Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're in Australia and trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.
DigEdPress.com is your home for illustrated science fiction and adventure. Escape from Terra, Volume 2, continues the bold adventures of intrepid space pioneers as they find wealth, freedom, and a giant Elvis in an interplanetary space. Venus Crumb is where swashbuckle meets steampunk and this offbeat space pirate saga written by L. Neil Smith and illustrated by Scott Beezer. Both books are $14.95 each and available now at DigEdPress.com.